feel you watching me. Pull up across the room. I think you like the view. You're gonna make a move. I don't make this easy for you.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Good Luck Sis, where we have conversations that feed the soul. I'm your host, Ellie.
And I'm your host, Tati J.
And we have another episode for you guys. So this episode, we're going to just dive right into it. We're going to be talking about close friends and like the circles that we keep and just community. Why do you look like that?
I was like, I heard close friends. I was like, Instagram, like the green circle.
We're talking about like our inner circles, like our close friends. So Tati, if you could describe your inner circle in one word, what would it be?
Ooh, my inner circle in one word, what would it be? I would say different.
Different.
Do I get to explain why?
Why do you say different?
Excuse me, y'all know my cough situation. I'd say different because each one of my friends came in at a different point in my life. Like Cindy is my longest friend since baby. Like, so she's seen the evolution of me throughout my whole entire life. Ashley came in middle school. The twins came in high school, and Ellie came in college. So it's like, they all, and I always say this, my friends, I feel like are very different because they all know me in a different way and all bring out a different side of me. Like, I've always been the girl, I don't mix friends together. Mm-hmm. And one thing I will say, the reason me, Ellie, Cindy, and Ashley all have a friend group within ourselves is because I invite everyone to my birthday. You know what I mean? And there was one year I invited like so many people, and literally it ended up only being the four of us. And then since then, the council. So since then, there's been a unity with us four, which is why I feel like my friends are able to intermix towards that. But I typically don't mix my friend groups because everyone knows a different version of me and brings out a different side of me. But that's why everyone just, and every time I say I have five best friends, people look at me like, what?
How is that possible? You don't get it.
It's like, they each met me as a different version of myself. So like, there's a connection, there's certain memories that we have. Like, I would say Ellie, out of all my friends, Ellie and Ashley, but mostly Ellie, like when I was with in my old relationship, she knew that Tati for real. Mm-hmm. She knew Tati in a relationship for real. My other friends did too, but no one has that experience like Ellie has that experience. So it's like everyone knows a different version of me. So that's why we're all different.
And would you say you have the right inner circle? For sure.
1,000%.
100%. Yeah.
Like, there's I can't leave my man around my girl. There's none of that. None of that with me and my friends.
For sure. For me to explain my inner circle, I would say it's definitely for sure different. But inspiring. Like, I have my friends are not just girls that are not doing anything. Like, my friends, I'm so proud to be like, yeah, my friend. This one, she a nurse. And this one, I'm like on this bachelorette trip. I'm like, all my friends, there's like all of them are nurses. And this one's this. And this one's doing this. And this one's here. And I'm just like, I'm so proud to be like, wow, my friends are definitely in places in life that I'm just like, I'm happy to just always brag about my friends to other people. Mm-hmm. And my friends are inspiring and they inspire me to do better. And mm-hmm. I'm just so happy to have the inner circle that I'm in. They're so motivating and inspiring, and you know, they keep me going. I know that I can always depend on them in whatever season in my life that I'm in. So I'm so thankful for that. And I was looking at this quote that Nipsey Hussle said, that if you look at your circle and you don't get inspired, then you don't have a circle, you have a cage. And when I saw that, I was like, I never thought of it like that, because oftentimes, like, you know, people come into your life and then that's how you build your circle, right? But do we ever really look within our circle and be like, hey, obviously you need to have a circle that inspires you, right? To allow you to grow. And if you don't have a circle that inspires you, that motivates you, that cheers you on, then you're not, they don't give you room to grow. So therefore you're just caged in, right? Yeah. And you don't have the space to grow. And I really thought of that. And I think oftentimes, you know, as you grow, like you said, you know, Cindy started with you as since like babies, and then Ashley came, and then you'll have different friends that, you know, come into your life. And I think oftentimes, with that being said, is that we might have different seasons in our life where different friends come in. And I think every friend comes into our life for a purpose to show us something. Mm-hmm. And every season in our life, we'll have different friends that are going to be there to witness our growth and give you the space to also grow at the same time.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree. I think that's the hardest part about friendships, especially when they've been your friends for such a long time. Like at this point, all of my friendships are 10 years plus. Like Ellie was the last of the bunch to join in, and we reached our 10 year last year. So all of my friendships are 10 years plus. And then sometimes it's very hard when you grow and people know you a certain way, and now they have to adapt to you in a new way. And I've had to have some of those conversations with some of my friends and be like, oh, I feel like you're this, I feel like you're that. And I'm like, and vice versa. It's like, well, you know, we are now in a different point in our lives, and this is where I am. And I think for me too, it's just like over the past like 7-6 years, like there's definitely been an evolution of me personally and internally, where I'm a lot more free, I'm a lot more open, I'm a lot more extroverted and all that. And I think there have been some points in my friendships where I've had to like, or the adjustment period to your friend growing and becoming more of a newer version of themselves can be hard, because it's like, I knew you as this, but now you're this. And it's like, I've had friends come to me and be like, I know you're more this, you're that, but what you said hurt me because now I'm more free with my voice. I've also had friends, well, I've had to realize too, or like my friends have come to me like, sometimes you don't let me talk. You overpower and you take over. And I've had to check myself and be like, okay, I'm doing this. And it's like, because I'm growing, but they're also growing too. So it can be challenging, but if it's the right friendship, it's definitely worth having those conversations.
Yeah, I think communication is number one key in all relationship. So definitely as you're growing, communicating all times with your friends. Like there are certain seasons in your life that you're growing, but you might have a friend that is going through a very tough season in their life. And it's just like, they can't be there for you. They can't support you like you would want to be supported. Yeah. I'm not that kind of friend that'd be like, well, cut it, we're not friends anymore. But it's just like, I recognize that. And I allow them to go through whatever they're going through. And then I try to see how I can be there for them. But if you can't be there for me in my like good moments, my good season, because you're going through something, I definitely 100% understand that, because we can't fully just be there for all of our friends when we're going through our individual issues. Yeah. And I think as friends, we need to understand that there are going to be times and seasons in our life where other people are going to be going through tough times, and they can't show up for you the same way you would want them to show up for you.
I think giving grace, I think sometimes, because even me, like recently I had one of my friends, like, I haven't seen you or heard from you in a while. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm just kind of in a phase where I'm not really talking to much people. I'm not really going out that much. And I think me, I'm a very low maintenance friend. The friend I talk to the most is Ellie. And a good majority of that is also because of the podcast. And we happen to like overtime on the podcast, and then we go into tea time. So it's like,
we literally would, okay, podcast meeting, and then we'll have the podcast meeting for 30 minutes. And then the extra hour is like us talking about ridiculous things.
Exactly. But, and it's like, not saying if we didn't have the podcast, we wouldn't be best friends. No, but it's like, I'm a low maintenance. I don't got to talk to you. Okay. I don't got to text you. I don't got to like be in constant communication with you every single week. I'm just not. But it's like, I've had to realize some of my friends are not like that. Right. And I'm not going to say they're high maintenance friends. No, it's just that everyone's need in a friendship is different. And it's like, I had to become more aware of that. It's like, I'm treating all of my friends the same, but I just use the word different to describe my friend group. And I feel like sometimes we have to take the responsibility to acknowledge that certain friendships require different things. And sometimes that can be difficult when you're trying to not balance different friendships, but when you have different friendships. So that part of friendships can be a little bit more complicated, but I think this is where truth and honesty comes in with friendships. And sometimes it's very hard to get to that point.
Yeah, I think it's usually hard in friendships when people grow. And as a friend, it's tough to see that person's growing. And you have to accept that that person's growing. And oftentimes it's harder when you're stagnant in life and the individual is growing, but you need to give them the room to grow. Because you would want that for yourself too. And it's just like, I think that's also inspiring when you see your friend growing, for you to also be motivated to also grow at the same time and give them the room to grow. Like, I love to see when my friends are winning. I love to see that they're doing well and that, like, hey, like, what's next? Like, you know? And I think having friends that are inspiring, are motivating you and giving you the space to grow and giving you the space to voice your feelings and allow you to be vulnerable to them. Like, honey, like, I've called friends and I'm crying on the phone, like boo-hoo-heeing, like, like that. I'm thankful for that space. And I'm thankful for those friends that give me the space to be vulnerable, because let's be real, I'm learning at this grown age that not a lot of people and not a lot of grown women have that, like, have that community and have that chance to, like, have friends to that they're so comfortable going to them and, like, literally crying and, you know, being vulnerable and just having a shoulder to lean on and being so supportive and motivating them. So every day I'm so thankful for, like, my inner circle. And, you know, it's something that we take for granted sometimes, but it's really truly a blessing where, like, certain people come into our lives and they just motivate us so much and inspire us. Because, like, sometimes you wouldn't be even where we are right now if it wasn't for some of our friends that keep pushing you and keep motivating you when you're at your lowest, and they're inspiring you to keep going, keep pushing through. Because we can choose, we can choose our friends, but, like, our families, we don't get to choose them. They, you know, God's like, here you go, honey. This is your mom and dad. This is your cousin. This is your sister, brother. But, like, when it comes to our friends, like, we get to choose our friends. And I think we need to choose our friends wisely with discernment. Like, we can't, you can't just allow anybody within your circle. I think there's a saying, it's like, show me your friends and I can tell you about your future. That is, like, that is so strong. Like, that's really strong. Like, when I think about my friends, I see strong, I see independent. Like, I see who want, like, those are the same friends I'm taking with me in the future. Like, when I make, like, when I make it, like, you know, like, we at, we're on, like, a show together. I'm bringing my friends out, you know, like, I'm so proud of them and I would want those same friends with me and I'm not embarrassed of them, you know? And, and those are the same friends that are going to be cheering me on. So it's just like, when I look at my friends, I see my future. Like, I see a positive future and I see a positive future for them too. So it's just like, we need to, like, I always say this, you need to, I say this to other people. Thankfully, I've never had to do that. But you need to audit, like, your friendships. You need to audit your inner circle. Because at this grown age, you shouldn't be having, oh, this happened with this friend. Like, we're at this grown age where we should be communicating with friends where there's no high school, college dramas. Like, there's things that happen here and there, but there shouldn't be high school, college drama issues. Like, you should be communicating like grown adults with friends, like you can communicate in a relationship with your partner.
That is a very great point. I think when you mentioned the quote, it reminded me of the other saying, like, birds of a feather flock together. Do you believe that?
I don't. And I always said this, like, I grew up a certain way. I have mm-hmm. a different background. I grew up Seventh-day Adventist, strong, mm-hmm. strict background. There's a lot of things I was not aware of before going mm-hmm. to college. I was always surrounded by the same group of people that had the same values as me.
Yeah.
That had the, you know, same opinion of things. And I always said, like, I've changed. I'm a changed woman. I've always, growing up from that background, I was very judgmental. So then when mm-hmm. I went to college and I met amazing women that didn't have the same values as me, but very respectful women, I was just mm-hmm. like, oh, girl, like, that could never be me. Like, you know, like, no, like, why would you do that? That's so, like, ladylike or this and that. But once you get the chance to know them, you're like, oh, girl, like, you're like you're amazing. You're mm-hmm. like extraordinary. And I learned that just because, you know, you might not have the same value because you were brought up differently doesn't make you the same. Like you can still be in the same group, but have different, you know, values and different opinions on how you carry yourself, you know? So I've done it, and I don't see myself as the same as another person, but mm-hmm. I could see it playing a factor with other people's opinion, right? Like if someone sees me with somebody, they'll be like, oh, okay, she be doing this all the time. Then therefore Ellie be doing that too. But honestly, I come to this point, if you want to know me, you get to know me. Don't just make your assumption or opinion about me just based off somebody else. Right. Mm-hmm. But again, mm-hmm. your friends do represent you. That's why I be telling some of my, don't be acting stupid out here because you represent me. Okay. Yeah. Like I trust my friends enough to like not do some crazy things out here. Because you represent me at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't know if that answers your question.
No, it does. Because it's that question has never been black or white. It's very gray. I think to a certain extent, because I have friends who are always been more sexually liberated than I am.
Right.
And if you were to base me off of them, you would be wrong. Because I was more of the conservative side.
100%.
I don't think you can judge me based off of my friend for that aspect, especially when it comes to women. I feel like that's where we get judged most as a friend group. Oh, we're going to call A, B, and C the slut, so D and E must be one too. And it's like, whoa, baby. Mm-hmm. Is it because why? They take authority and autonomy over their body and they can decide yes or no. That's the problem. Versus me being friends with A, B, and C, and D who are cheating on their husbands, who aren't good parents, who are stealing from their job. Like, there's a difference between I'm just living my life, maybe just a little bit different than you, versus my character and my morals are fundamentally wrong. Mm-hmm. And I think if you surround you, and that is also comes with perspective, because wrong to me could be right to you. So that's where it's always gray. But like, I always bring it back to partners too, because it's like, if my husband's best friend is a cheater,
does that make him a cheater?
No, but also but if three of his friends are all married, cheating on their wives, going to the strip club every night, I'm like, all right, why are you so ingrained in this group so much? Mm-hmm. And how are you not being influenced by that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's just different levels, I think, of this whole birds of a feather flock together thing.
I think there's different levels too. Like, and one thing about it is too, with your circle, they should tell you when you're wrong. Like, best believe, with one of my friends acting up and they're cheating and doing something, we're gonna tell you, baby.
Talk about it, whether you listen or not.
We're gonna talk about it. I'm not encouraging it, cause that I'm only caging you in. I'm not allowing you to grow, and I'm not gonna be that friend. Listen, if you have a friend that knows you're cheating and that knows that you're like doing all these crazy things and doesn't at least try to guide you in the right direction, baby, that's not your friend. That's not your friend. Like, at least you should. It doesn't matter if their feelings get hurt. One thing about me, your feelings are going to get hurt. I'm going to let you know. And Tati already knows. And this is why we're friends. This is why she's my close circle. One thing about me, baby, we don't do hurt feelings. I'm going to let you know. And we're going to move from there. Like, you should be able to communicate with your friends like that. You should let them know, like, hey, like, that's a little messed up what you did out there. Like, you shouldn't be treating your partner like that. Like, you shouldn't be allowing that.
I 100%. I mean, there was a point where when I was younger, I feel like I was also very more judgmental. And my friends wouldn't tell me things because they didn't want the judgment. Versus now, I feel like whether I agree or not, I'm not coming in a place to make you feel bad and judge you. I'm coming in a place where I know who you are and I expect more from you.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and
this type of person, this season that you're in, isn't the best representation of yourself. And I don't want anyone else to see you and think that this is a defining moment of your character. Because you can do better and you're choosing not to. And as your friend, I'm letting you know that that is disappointing to see.
Yeah.
And that's not always easy to say. And then as a friend, that's not always easy to receive. Sometimes it could be seeing like I'm judgmental or I'm not supportive. But
I just want better
because I love you.
Yeah. I'm and I know you can be better. I see myself in the friend group as like the mom. Like, I just expect better. Like, I'm not gonna cheer you on when you're doing things like this. Like, I'm just gonna let you know that's just wrong. You need to do better. Like, your little other friends can cheer that, like, can support that.
But you're gonna do your shit with, because it's not gonna be me.
It's not gonna be me. I expect more. I really do expect more. Like, you gotta do better. And
like, at this age, if any of my friends were in like serious long-term relationships, great guy, everything, and you're cheating on them, I'm not the friend who's gonna go. And like, go to the club and meet up with the side dude. I don't want no parts. I'm not gonna say nothing because you're my homegirl, but I'm not going to condone it. And also, I don't even want to be around your husband no more because I actually fuck with him and I feel bad. And I feel now like because you're putting me in a position to lie to him too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think also, like, what we need to understand is kind of like, if you're gonna do your mess, you might as well keep it to yourself, because do not put other people in a position where they now have to go and step out of their morals in order to protect you.
Right. I'm laughing because I'm about to say something. So I don't know if you remember in college, there was a time when I was at a different party and you were at another party, and an individual was talking to you, and you text me and you're like, oh, Tati.
Yeah.
So-and-so is talking to me. And I was like, girl, there's nothing wrong with you talking to another guy. Like, not saying she can just don't flirt, but you can talk. Tati can tell you, I was that friend that would be like, Tati, you better behave yourself when you go out. Like, obviously she would, but I was her number one.
You remember the game night?
Yes.
I remember saying that at your brother's house.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was going to dance with that other man.
Yeah.
And Ellie goes, nope, she's in a relationship. And I wanted to dance with that other man too.
Yep. And I was like, nope, she's in a relationship, back up. And I remember your ex at that time had saw my text message and had interpreted it as if like, oh, why is she telling you to talk?
He saw that text message a year later. He kept that to his chest. Bring that up for a year.
He was upset because I told Tati, like, you can talk to him. Just don't flirt, but you can talk to other guys. Like, I'm going to be like, I'm that friend you trust with your girl, okay? I'm that friend. I'm not going to allow any crazy things to happen.
Yeah.
So.
What a time to be alive.
What a time. So, I think it's so important that we consider who we spend our time with also. And also know, like, and also think, like, how does that person make us feel when we're around them? I think there's, you know, when you just get those bad energy sometimes, you're like, okay, like, there's times when friends just like, are you throwing negative jabs at me? Like, why am I feeling like, this is just not good energy. This is just not good vibes. And I think that's also important for you to know too, like, when you're around certain friends, like, what is the kind of energy and what kind of environment that they bring you to. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's also important. I've had situation where I've had friends that brought me in not really good situations. And I
Ellie was missing in action. Okay. We had to go somewhere. And I'm texting Ellie the next one, like, where are you?
You're here. Guys, mind you, I only said three sentences and Tati already knows what I'm talking about. She already knows. I don't know what she's talking about. She already knows because everyone was just like, really? Like, she did that? And me and this person is like,
told you to come home.
Yeah.
Because I never home. My ex came and he picked, I can't say names. He picked up me and the other friend we were with because we were just like, yeah, we're not feeling this. We're just going
to
go back.
Yeah, they left. And I'm being like, you know, like she wants to have a good time. So let me stay with her. We can have a good time. We were having a great time. We were having fun. And then I started getting bad vibes because there were, you know, guys that started coming into the picture. And I was like, I don't want this, you know, every man to a man, couple up. Like, yeah. I don't want that. Like, I hate that. I hate that because, you know, when his boy's with your friend and you got to go with
him,
I don't like that. So I'm like, I kind of want to go home. I want to go home. And she's like, no, I'm going to stay. And I was like, you going to what? Because I don't want to. Like, we going to go. So short story, I had to make the hard decision. And still to this day, I still thank God and pray that we were both okay. Because I had to make that tough decision as a friend. And you guys would be like, oh, wow, like you left her behind with another guy. I had to make that tough decision and be like, I have to go. I took a picture of this guy's face. I was like, listen, you better not do anything with my friend. I will find you. I will find you and hurt you. And I, for me personally, I had to make that tough decision and leave that night because my friend at that time had put me in a, I don't know. It was just a bad energy type of vibe. And I didn't feel comfortable. I didn't feel safe. So I had to leave. And that the individual did not want to leave. So I just had to make that decision.
Can we talk about girl code real quick? Mm-hmm. And how girl code is not as black and white as we want to make it seem. This whole never leave your friend, blah, blah, blah. Because if something is telling me I need to go and my friend is not willing to go, God forbid, do I stay in the situation unless something happens to the both of us? Right. Because I am that friend and I'm going to teach my child and my daughter this too. If you cannot physically remove this person to go with you, you go by yourself.
Oh, we were fighting. I was pulling her to go.
You and go now, by yourself.
Two
bodies is worse than one. I'm so sorry. It's we're gonna be really blatant and honest. Like,
that's true.
I can't physically move you, honey. I have to put myself first. And Lord knows I tried everything. And this is also the situation too. Like, you need to be careful the type of situation you put your friends in. Mm-hmm. In the situation of, like, God forbid something had happened to her, everyone would put the blame on you.
Yeah.
But she never once thought about that type of situation. Like, we always say when we go out of groups, do not give me a reason to call your mom to say you're in the hospital or you're dead.
Right.
Do not put me in that position. Because we all understand, and maybe it's a culture thing, as Haitians, we're not making that phone call to a person's Haitian mother. Because they're going to be like, what happened? Where were you? Don't put me in that situation to have to leave you, honey.
Right.
And it's like, that's the aspect of girl code people don't talk about. Sometimes you don't have a choice but to leave and pray that everything's okay.
That individual friend at that time, when I think back, had put me through some more terrible environments. And you know, I had to come to a decision to be like, okay, like, we're gonna stop it here. Like, we know what this friendship is. Hi, bye, how you doing? We'll keep it as that. And that's what it is for now. But it's not like, would I ever see myself go out with this person? Do I trust myself to go out with this person? I don't think so. I have love for her. You know, she's amazing. But I don't see myself in the same environment as she puts herself in. And that's okay. And I think
that is okay.
I think it's hard because especially if you like, this is a bond that you know, that's grown and you really do have love for that person. But it's just like, you know, sometimes friendships just grow. They grow apart and that's for the best.
You know, and it's for just, the best. And God, nothing's ever happened to you. Nothing's ever happened to her. But it's just like, you know, I can't go out with this type of anxiety, bro. Like, what's gonna happen next? I can't. I'm gonna just stay home.
It's always a one way street. I have your back, but I don't know if you have my back that night. And I can't. That's do the that.
Most dangerous friendship to have.
Mm-hmm. It's dangerous. So. Mm-hmm. So I think just overall, I think at this grown age, I think there's people who be like, oh, I don't need friends. Like, you know, I can do this all by myself. Like
I do.
I always say this, like, as, you know, as like we look into the Bible, we see that Jesus had chosen wisely, like 12, not three, but 12. Like that's a lot.
And y'all be talking about me having five best friends. Jesus had 12.
And he had chosen all of them to be at the table with him. Like, you know, he was, you know, broke bread, you know, laughed, you know, preached and did what he had to do. And when you think about it, it's just like, I think that's like that story is like the perfect example, because like this, it going back to like seasons of our lives, right? Like, you know, that was one season of his life. And then when he died on the cross, there were some of the disciples that weren't there. So it's just like, again, with certain situations and seasons in our lives, like the same friends that are at the table that we chose to be at the same table as us, they're not going to be there too with us, right? And there's friends that are going to betray us. There's friends that are not going to be there to support us, but that's going to be okay, because at the end of the day, it's just like, you're going to have other friends there that are going to help you and support you. And then even though at a point they're not there for you, but I look at it this way, they have gotten you where you are now. Like there's a point in your life where they've carried you this far. And then it's reached a point where it's just like, okay, their time's up. They've served a purpose for you. That's it. And I think we need to just normalize that, you know, there are friends that only are there for a season and not for a long time. So.
And that's hard to accept. But I've had friendship breakups before when I'm just like, damn, like, I appreciate where you were with me, but there's no way at this point, looking back, we could have made it up to here.
Yeah.
So.
It's,
you know, and that's not always a them problem. That's a you growing and realizing, hey, I wasn't who I truly am now, wasn't who I was before. So that person served who I was, but that person can't serve who I am.
And friendship breakups are actually it's hard as like a relationship breakup, I think.
I've gone through two, I would say, significant friendship breakups. And I ain't gonna hold you. it wasn't that bad. I think for me, it's because I just knew we no longer could click and mesh. And I wish them all the best. I wish one more best than the other one. But it's like, I wasn't boohoo. I did feel a heavy heart, though. I did feel sad. I did, like, in a sense, mourn what we had.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it wasn't going to work out, bro. Like, it just wasn't. There's no way.
It was a season, you know? It served its purpose, and that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is tough. I've had situations where I'm like, hey, like, maybe I should reach out. But I'm always that. I've come to the point in my life where I'm done being the bigger person. I don't want to be the reaching out person anymore. It is what it is. I've accepted the terms, and that's what it is.
Period, pool.
That's it.
And that's it.
That's it. I am thankful for the people I have in my circle now. I always said I don't need no new friends. But if God allows like another person to come into my life, I'm like, okay, bet, like this, you know, this is a good one. Then, you know, I'll allow that. But I think I've chose wisely over the years, and I'm thankful. Like, thankfully, I've had no issues with any of my friends. Yeah. So it's a blessing. And I'm very thankful for my inner circle. And I think it's very important for you to, when you're choosing to also have it on the foundation of like, what's important to you? Like, I want my friends that are going to respect me, allow me to be vulnerable, that's going to love me, that's going to support me. and accept me for who I am, you know? So mm-hmm. I think when you're choosing people and you're like, when you're choosing your friends, like choose wisely and, you know, just ask God for like also the discernment, because believe it or not, like it's really important who you choose to, you know, place in your life, especially at this grown age too. I keep saying this grown age, like we really think we grown. Okay. I say this at this grown age because you're about to get married. At this, like, you know, at 30, mm-hmm. you're going to have kids. Like, this is a serious age, you know? So it's just like, who are you bringing around your kids? Who are you bringing around your husband? Like,
I think also, making sure, because there's friendships where people are genuinely, and I don't use the word jealous, I'm using the word envious of what you have. And I think that can be a very hard thing to suss out, and it can be a very, very dangerous thing. Like, I feel like, perfect example. When me and Ellie both started this podcast, we were both single. Ellie is now to a point, by the grace of God, thank you, Jesus, she is engaged to the love of her life and going to be married. And exactly 2 months today, and this is coming out, you know, later on, so y'all don't really know the date, but 2 months today. And I love that friend. I'm still single. And I think a lot of people could see this dynamic and be like, oh shoot, how does Tati feel? Mm-hmm. Like, is she okay? Is she jealous? Is she mad? Like, you know, and it's like, what I can genuinely say with my heart, I want the experience Ellie has in terms of experiencing a true love where I know a love is for me, yeah. and I'm going to be engaged and I'm going to be married. I'm going to have children with my true love. Mm-hmm. I do not want Ellie's man.
I do not That's your cousin. That's your cousin.
I do not want, like, you know what I mean? I do not want her specific life or her specific anything that's detailed and catered to her.
Right.
I want the experience of love that she is sharing with someone that she knows is meant for her. I want to experience that. So I think too, like, there's some friends, unfortunately, who like, oh, I want what she got. Mm-hmm. And they really mean, I want what she got. I want her man. I want her house. I want her job. I want this. It's like, oh no, baby, you can say, I would like to, the experience she's having with this joy of buying a new house, with this joy of being engaged, with this joy of this, I can't wait to experience that same joy. And there's a difference.
There's a difference.
And I think sometimes in friendship, even having this conversation, some people may be like, oh, well, Tati's still jealous. Tati still wants what she has. And it's like, we got to be really open with what we're seeing and what our heart feels and be able to articulate that with our friends in the best possible way, because there are some friends who are jealous, but there are people who use that word jealous because they don't even know how to say, I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
But I also wish this was me, and I can't wait till I have what you're experiencing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And also, let's be real, there's also friends who rub it in, right? Like, that is toxic. Like, girl, you see me? Right. You know, I got a man. You don't. Like, that is unhealthy. And that's when I said, be careful about the friends that you're around and how they make you feel.
Yeah.
Like, their life's going good. They have an amazing job. They're making a lot of money. Oh, girl, I'm making more money than you. Like, you know, like, that's not okay. That Maybe. Friend is bringing you down. Oh, girl, I'm looking better than you. I lost 50. I lost 20. Not 50. It could be 50. Mm-hmm. I lost 20 pounds. Girl, you need to do better. There's a different way of motivating someone to do better and bringing them down. That's not okay. And I honestly see that a lot. Like, for example, I've had guy friends that tell me about, you know, their friends and what situation that their girlfriends are going through, like with their friends. And I'm just like, that girl's not their friend. Like, they need to drop that friend, like, ASAP. Like, don't compete. Like, friend competition, that's not your friend. There's a different type of friend competition. There's like, oh girl, like, you know, like, what's your plan? What's your goals? You know, we got this. Let's keep going. Like, motivating each other. But like, the whole like, oh, Ellie won, Tati zero. That's not it. And you need to spot that. And that's also praying to ask God for discernment and also asking God to open your eyes to see that. Because not only with friends, but jealousy is real among friends and family.
Oh, babe.
It's real. Oh, we're gonna do a whole different episode. But again, okay, when we're 20, we can be gullible. We can be naive.
Yeah.
But at this age, we gotta open our eyes to see who's for us. Who's at our table that's cheering us on, who's supporting us, or who's really betraying us and not supporting us, and who's jealous. Like, because they'll hide it. They'll hide it for
sure. They can't hide it forever.
So that's why you gotta ask God, yo, show me. Show me who's for me.
Yep.
Show me who's for me. So
Lord. I'm just grateful my friendships thus far has been A1 in the sense of, like, and I always say, God forbid any of my friendships end.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I can say I'm 99% confident in, it won't end because of any type of betrayal or malice. Like, no one's sleeping with no one's man. No one's taking a job opportunity. No one's doing anything shady. If it happens to happen, it's simply because growing, and unfortunately at this stage, we can no longer grow with each other, but it's all love from afar.
Right.
That's it. It will never be like, I'm going to scratch your face out of my wedding pictures or none of that type stuff.
Right. Honestly, I think, I'm hoping it never gets there, but I've decided that y'all stuck with me. Like, y'all not going nowhere. Like,
once you're in the wedding pictures, you don't have a choice.
But I've heard, and this is why when I picked my bridesmaids, I was very careful, because I've heard a lot of people be like, well, I don't talk to her. I haven't seen her in 10 years. Like, what? Like, that day is so sacred to me. And that's so, that's so important to me that you're there. Like, when I'm showing my kids, oh, that's Tati.
Yeah.
Like, that's your aunt. Like, I want them to see, not, oh, word, who's that, mommy? Like, you know who that is. Like, that person's still in our life. So, So choose wisely. And I'm praying that, you know, you guys have the right people in your circle, evaluate your circle, audit your circle. It's really important to do so. Yes. So, that's our episode. So our melon, well, the Melon Monday for this episode is our very own circles. So whoever is in your circle, you know, shout them out, send them a little nice little heart. So thank you, Tati, for being part of my circle, for being such an amazing friend. And I always share this, but oftentimes not like, so before we record, I'll like share Tati the link, and then I'll see like messages between my fiance Andy, and like Tati had like send like a message like, oh, treat my, like, I think when I moved, I don't know if I shared this, but when I moved, she's like, treat my best friend really well. And like, she was like sending like a long message. And I'm like, oh, she's so cute. Like, I love it. I'm here like reading his message, but I was
like, what, give him a way to, honestly, because sis don't live here.
Right. Like, I got nobody. I
took that very much to heart. Like, I was excited for her, but I'm just like, all right, God forbid something goes wrong. I can't get there.
So now, like, pull him up.
She's in a situation where it's really him and more of his people. And I just had to make it known. And I love him and I trust him, but it's just like, take care of her, because it can be really hard, especially for women, when, not saying they're leaving somewhere for a man, never that, but you're opening a new chapter of your life and you're not as close to the people that were your circle. Mm-hmm. And now you're in a new place and it can be really difficult and challenging. So I just like, take care of it. I already told all my other friends they're not allowed to move. So,
right.
I'm the only one that got away.
And y'all heard in the previous, like in the episode, you guys heard, like, I said they're cousins. Like, they're actually cousins, guys. Like, we'll tell you guys a story. But the funny thing is that in college, me and Tati would always tell other people we're actually cousins. Like, we were just, like, I don't know how this started, but we just one day were.
Are actually related through our dads. We just have to put together the family tree as well.
We just have to make it. But one day I went to Tati's house and I was like, Tati, what's your mom's last name? And then I saw, she's like, my mom's last name is this. And I'm like, I know someone with that last name. Mind you, I wasn't even dating my fiance yet. And she's like, yeah, that's my mom's last name. I'm like, there's no way that's your mom's last name. Like, I know someone with that last name. It's a rare last name. She's like, no, that's my mom's last name. So fast forward now, I'll be changing my last name soon.
And her last name will now become my mom's last name.
So now we can finally say that we're actually...
We're related.
Just to say, like, our friends actually hate when we say that we're cousins. They're actually low-key jealous. It's so okay.
Jealous.
It's okay, though. They can hate.
They be so jealous.
They can hate.
But shout out to my inner circle. Obviously, Ellie, of course. Stacy, Trisha, Cindy, and Ashley. You guys are my core five, mm-hmm. and I love you guys. And thank you for being a part of my life and helping me through every single stage and journey and transformation that I've ever been through.
Yes. And for my inner circle, shout out to Janessa, Tati, Tasha. Tasha, I always say it's always confusing. So Tasha.
Yes, two Tashas.
Tasha, who's like an older sister to me, and my cousins. There's a lot, guys. So I can't, you guys know who you are. So shout out to you guys. Don't be mad. I didn't say all your names. So thank you guys for being so supportive and being part of my inner circles, and to my new family that has also added on to being in my new circle. Thank you to my sister-in-laws. So thank you guys, and I appreciate you guys so much.
Yes.
So that's our episode. So we started this new segment where we talk about our favorite brand. So for today, I want to share my favorite brand for this episode. So my favorite brand for this episode is my favorite lip gloss ever. Mm-hmm. You can zoom in just a little bit. And mind you guys, this is not sponsored.
This is not sponsored.
Listen, if you're a girl and you don't got Fenty lip gloss in your bag, what is you doing?
What are you doing? What like,
Do you see this? You can tell this lip gloss went through it.
Oh, you got the clear one?
I have the clear one.
Okay, I have the original Fenty Glow, baby.
I started off with this one, and then I moved to this one. I feel like with the chestnut and like the the MAC one of the color lipstick, mm-hmm. and this it goes together. It goes together real bad, real good. So this is my favorite lip gloss. You guys should check out Fenty. I think. I don't know. I feel like every girl has this. I'll be like, who has lip gloss? And everyone pulls this out. And
everyone has to pull out a Fenty. Because at this point, like, what are you doing? It's so, like, not... It's like, I don't even know. It's like, it glides on your lips. Mm-hmm. And you come, and it's not going to get rough or tough.
Yeah.
I swear by it. I love it so much.
Yeah. All right, guys. This is our episode. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll catch you guys on our next episode. We hope you guys have a good week, good day, and see you guys soon. Bye.
Bye.